Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. We are into the NFL Thursday night game. Seattle's up 7-0 on Arizona in a battle of MVP candidates and leaders down there in the NFC West, and which is a division that is really stacked right now. But so far, the Cardinals been struggling a bit, three and out in their first two possessions, but now they're threatening. They are in Seahawks territory. Now, remember, Rob, this defense is horrible. So you would expect Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins
to make something happen.
Yeah,
right.
To do something. So they're threatening right now. Speaking of, Murray just hit his tight end to the 1 yard line on about a 30 yard pass. So they are marching and probably about to tie it up. At the bottom of the hour, we got really hot new game show or new show we have on the Odd Couple. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. And Rob, I got to tell you this because he may be doing it to you too. But ever since we started doing Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, he thinks he's a sports expert now.
Big time.
Like, he'll be whispering in my ear sports takes. Nah, you wrong, son. This is, you know, Clay
is that
and all
Alex
that.
Right but there?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm like, yo, dude, you know sports?
CB, I've always known sports.
Unbelievable.
Oh, so you just fronting for the show?
Basically, the Tower of Trivia is to let you guys know you need to be scared. That's what it is.
So if that is at the bottom of the hour. Yes,
right.
That's a lot of fun.
Definitely chime in. I've been killing it. Alex, we
got a right,
Rob. Look, you won last week.
I've been killing it
first week.
Some of my clues are pretty good.
See,
Alex,
CB,
right?
That's the thing. Rob knows me. He gets me. He knows when he says one word, I'ma instantly
right.
know what we're talking
he
about.
He knows where I'm going.
I don't
he
know,
knows.
Man. I think he it knows. Might be some texting going on or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, look
I
at
don't
this!
Know.
Wow, CB.
Chris is always like. He always thinks there's some monkey.
You feel me?
You should
well,
run
you
for
were,
president.
You were having your
you always
boys
think
in
some
Detroit.
Monkey business is going on.
All right, Rob, let's get into speaking of monkey. You know what? Speaking of a loud mouth, how about that? Right. Regardless of whether you love the former president, right? I think it's former, is it? I mean,
until the
20th. Going on,
he's still
right?
president until the 20th.
Yeah, I know it's all types of stuff going on, right? But whether you loved him or not, or hated him, he's a loudmouth. Everybody can agree with that. And speaking of loudmouths, LeVar Ball, straight up loudmouth. But USA Today wrote a very flattering column on him today, Rob. Of course, his youngest son, LaMelo, who he has actually said will be the best ball player in the family, no pun intended. He was drafted third, goes to Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets.
Not first, like a lot of people were saying.
Right.
Third.
Some people, he was in the mix for
number
first.
Three.
Wouldn't that have been something? But anyway, he goes third. Now, remember a few years ago, Lonzo Ball, his older brother, went second. They become the first brothers in NBA history to be drafted in the top five. That is impressive. That is impressive. And here's – I'm going to – let you know how this column started out, Rob, and then you can take it from there. Started out, the 2020 NBA draft will be remembered as a painful one for critics of LeVar Ball. Sorry, haters, but on Wednesday, Ball made history. He became the only man to have sons picked in the top 10 of the NBA draft. The floor is yours, Rob Parker.
I guess, who wrote the column? I saw it, but I didn't see who wrote it.
I'll have to look it up.
Rob G., do you remember who wrote it? I'm sorry.
I'll let you know in a minute.
I read it, but I just didn't remember the name.
I didn't remember the name.
I think he's misguided in this. I don't think anyone has ever attacked LaVar Ball for what he was able to do to get his three sons college scholarships and put them in position to where they had a shot at making it to the NBA, at least two of them. Because the middle son, Chris, was never on, from even the NBA people I talked to, he was never on the NBA radar. Am I wrong or not?
No. But you don't think LaVar, and he may have deserved it, but you don't think LaVar was attacked at times?
No. I don't remember, not as a father who put his sons in position. He was attacked for his attacks on other people in saying that, you know, just the outlandish things that Lonzo was going to make LeBron a champion and he could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one game. And it was all the
better
other...
than Steph Curry.
Lonzo's better than Steph Curry. That's what people push back on. Nobody, Chris, and you can show me the column, show me the commentary where somebody ripped him for being a good dad and guiding his sons to a position of where they could succeed. I never heard it. Never saw it. It's missed. The guy who wrote this is trying to equate people hating on him and what he did for his kids. It was the loudmouth dad who was pushing back and chastising others and telling them they weren't good and how good his boys were and how great his sneakers were and pay $500 for my sneakers and do all this. It was that bravado that people pushed back on. They never attacked him as a father and his kids. His kids weren't in trouble, Chris. His kids had college scholarships. You show me the column. You show me the commentary on YouTube where they attacked him as a father, and I'll apologize because I don't remember it.
Well, you're making good points. A lot of what he was attacked for was warranted. When you start a shoe company... Yep. And you charge nearly $500 for the shoes that won't come for months and a lot of times didn't come, right? And maybe even most cases didn't come.
Shannon
then
got
you're
his.
You're going to be criticized. Well, Shannon, yeah, right. You know, because he's on TV every day.
Right.
But, and I also think he got some criticism for kind of the pressure that he put on his sons.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you're talking up Lonzo. He's going to be better. He's better than Steph Curry. He's going to carry LeBron, so on and so forth. That puts major league pressure on your son. So
and
I think
Chris,
he got some criticism for that.
Let me just say this real quick, and you continue. Remember Lonzo's first game. Patrick Beverly picked him up on the inbound.
Yes.
Okay, that
yes.
was LeVar Ball. Okay?
Right.
Am I right? You
no,
know basketball.
Was,
people aren't picking you up.
He did it because of LeVar.
Yes.
Yep, and I think he even said it, that he did it because of his dad or something like that. But, yeah, that's an example. And here's the other thing. Remember China, where the middle son, LiAngelo, stole that watch or tried or something like that, and,
right.
and he
no,
kind of dismissed it. Yeah, and LeVar kind of dismissed it. So he was criticized for stuff like that.
And he made it out like it was the school's fault. And,
right.
Chris, they were caught on videotape at a couple of stores shoplifting. It wasn't just one place.
Yep.
And he didn't basically say his son in a communist country.
You know what my dad would have done to me?
Oh, God. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And they're very fortunate because you're right. Communist China, they could have done anything with them.
You could say whatever you want. If Trump didn't make a phone call, Chris, he could have been over there. I'm dead serious.
Absolutely. But here's where I will, and you're right, Rob. I mean, I think most of what you said, I agree with. What I think the columnist was getting at, though, is that, and you and I kind of alluded to this a bit yesterday, make no mistake about it, LaVar Ball and his outlandish proclamations is what got Lonzo drafted second in 2017.
Spot on. Because if you redid the draft, he wouldn't be in the top 15.
If he was an average dad that nobody knew about, and yes, in fairness, Lonzo had a great year at Kentucky. He turned that team around.
You mean UCLA?
UCLA. He turned that team around, was carrying them and all that. But De'Aaron Fox wore him out when they played each other. If we didn't know about LeVar Ball and he didn't talk up his son so much, it wouldn't have been as much hype about Lonzo. And you would have looked, people would have been, I think De'Aaron Fox would have went before him. I think Lonzo would have been a lottery pick, but it would have been later in the lottery. There wouldn't have been the pressure we talked about yesterday, the pressure on the Lakers to take him, because that's not really the type of point guards we have nowadays, Rob. You know, now they're looking for point guards to score 20.
Right.
And run the team. You know, so he was different. And so I think you got to give LeVar some credit for that. And then I would even say with LaMelo, Rob, there's a little bit of that. Not quite as much as Lonzo. But think about it. LaMelo played in freaking Lithuania in an exhibition league. He played at Spire High School in Ohio, which is, I guess, some type of prep school or somebody nobody really pays attention to. And then he went over to Australia this year and, you know, played 14 games or something like that, whatever it was. And so but everybody knew about him. And I just think if you don't have a dad, for good or bad, right or wrong, talking him up so much for the last 5 years or whatever it's been, then I don't think LaMelo would have been as known as he is right now. And the talent is there. It speaks for itself. But I just think that his constant running of the mouth is kind of like the Kardashians. You know, that he just
without
put so much more attention on them. You know? Yeah, right. Thankfully. Right?
Everything's not funny.
You know, that I think that's what the columnist meant. And I agree with you. He did things wrong that he should be criticized for.
Exactly.
But you can't deny that he brought so much attention to his boys that, you know, it helped him in the draft. The one thing is, I hope it doesn't really hurt his middle kid, LiAngelo, because he was saying LiAngelo's going to be in the league too, and obviously he's not even close. And so I hope he's fine mentally when his older and younger brother both make it, you know?
No doubt about it. And I think people should be careful about that. I just don't remember. I mean, Chris, we even talked about it when he used to come into the FS1 studios in the early days.
Nice,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
And we were like, we loved the idea of him starting his own business and all that. I'm an entrepreneur. I love that. Like, nobody was ripping that until the plan came out and it was $500 and, you know, you didn't know when you were going to get the merchandise. I think that's
And they weren't exactly, I don't know, what's the new thing, Hypermax?
No, I mean, Lonzo stopped wearing them. He said they hurt his feet.
Right. I mean, they were decent. Don't get me wrong. They weren't like buddies, you know, but
I think that's the only part that I disagree with the column, is that when people push back at him, there was some, he did some obnoxious obnoxious stuff to people. He could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one game. Like have some respect. Same thing with the Steph Curry. I mean, you know, you might not like Steph Curry's game or whatever. The guy's a two-time MVP, a unanimous. You got to give him at least that. And to say that your son is going to lead LeBron James and LeBron. He said they wouldn't win without Lonzo. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said.
Yeah, after they got traded. Right. Yeah. How'd that work out?
That's what I'm
All
saying.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How much credit does LeVar Ball deserve for getting two of his sons taken in the top three of the NBA draft? It's historical, folks. We will continue the conversation with you next. As you call in, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Car 54, where are you?
That is before my time, Rob
Parker.
Before
my time, too. I saw it in reruns.
Wow.
On, like, one of those old retro TV kind of networks, Chris, Car 54. That was early television.
I remember Adam 12. Remember
yeah,
Adam
1
12?
Adam 12.
Yeah, I remember Adam 12.
I think I told you this before, but, you know, the woman who did the dispatch in the beginning, you remember how it used to go? Adam 12, 1 Adam 12, there's a, you know, 211 in progress or whatever. They tried to get an actor to do that, to voice it. Couldn't do it. So they actually hired the person who did it in L.A. for the police department.
In real life, she really did that. Wow.
Because that's how good she was. You
Rob
know,
like, Parker with some sitcom trivia. Yes. All right, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. 13-7 Seattle in the battle of AFC West Titans with Arizona. Russell Wilson, 2 touchdown passes. All right, Rob, let's get to the calls. Does LeVar Ball deserve credit for getting his 2 sons drafted, 2 of his 3 sons drafted in the top 3 of the NBA draft?
Or as Charlie Hayes, the former third baseman of the Yankees and Phillies, used to say, credit. All right, here we go. Bruce in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? Hey, man.
What up?
All every night listener, second time caller.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate this.
And tomorrow is going to be a first time Friday.
That's right.
First timers for Friday callers, yes.
Let me get to this. He deserves a ton. I've never weighed a ton, but he deserves a ton of credit. Let's do the math. 30 teams, 15 players, that's 450. He has 2 sons that are contributing, will be contributing players of 450 in this league, in the association, as we record, as we call it.
Yep.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to spin this for Chris Broussard. Because, Chris, man, I love you kids just don't know. So if we want to spin this officially, you could do a take, Chris, on him. You could say, you kids just don't know how hard it is to get 2 of your sons into the association of 450 players.
It is incredibly, for all whatever flaws you think he may have.
Thanks, Bruce.
That is incredibly impressive. There's no doubt.
Chris, I used to always say that about Richard Williams. In this country, huh?
I used to say that about Richard Williams, Venus and Serena.
Yeah,
dad.
Same thing.
That's incredible.
And in his case, even more incredible, Chris, because there just aren't that many black women in tennis. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and most of them, you know, they start out, they're playing in these teaching academies. You know what I mean? Like, he started them out playing in Compton on the regular tennis courts.
On the courts with the cracks in them and grass growing in the middle of them. No doubt about it. That's why I think it's incredible what he did, no doubt.
And I'll say this, too. A lot of the other, you know, tennis stars had their issues, you know, like teenage tennis stars.
Oh, yeah.
They had drugs and all types of stuff. And neither one of them has had any issues like that. They both obviously have been fine in their careers and off the court as well. So he deserves some credit for that.
Big time. Rafael in Brazil, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, my man?
What's up, guys? How are you doing tonight?
We are good, brother. How are you?
I'm great. What about Alex and Rob G?
Rafael, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Okay,
Alex's head's a little big right now, but other than that, he's good.
No, because he's got his own segment now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know,
Alex has to get a cigarette after the segment. That's how much he's worked up about it.
Look, this segment is great, man. All of you working together and having some fun, it's great. It's awesome. You guys must have something really special there in this show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
It looks like it's great. About LaVar, but first, Rob, are you working on some new material for your next stand-up comedy routine?
Yes. I'm going to do another one, definitely.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm waiting, man.
Yes. Okay. We're going to do another one.
One a year, LaVar. I guess, right? We get about one a year? Okay.
About LaVar, I think he deserves a lot of credit for raising his kids to become athletes. you know, and two, providing them with a safe environment at home with his family and all of that. But not with what he said about his kids. I don't know, man. I think he hurt them more than helped when it comes to his proclamations on the media.
Now, it puts a lot of pressure on him. There's no question about it.
Undue pressure. You know what I mean? Like, undue pressure. And there were people who were, like, trying to get at them to try to get at him. You know what I mean? Through the kids. Yep. Lonzo, from all things, Chris, is just a quiet little kid who's really not, you know, in anybody's face or anything.
Right.
And his dad, like, you could just tell even on that Ball in the Family, like, you know, the dad is so overbearing, they barely said anything.
Right. You know what I mean? And they, you know, they kind of have broken away a little bit. You know, and like LaMelo signed with Puma. He's with Roc Nation. You know, Lonzo's broken away a little bit. Obviously, they still got good relationships. And you want that. Hopefully, they always
everybody
have a great relationship with their dad.
You know
dad.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, they got to grow up and do their own thing.
Hey, how about Tori in Columbus, Georgia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tori?
Hey, Rob and Chris. How y'all doing, man?
Doing
good. We good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I say I give him 80-20 because of this my premise. He got them to that point where their talent can be showcased. Because given point, we only had a limited sample of each brother, a limited sample. So by his mouth and his word, he got them out there. So
no,
I give
80-20. That's a good. That's true.
You know what?
You're spot on that, and especially, and Chris in LaMelo's case. You know, questionable competition.
Absolutely.
You know, weak draft. You know, like everybody. And that's known. He still was the third pick. You can say whatever you want. But a lot of things also worked in his favor in this one.
Well, being in this draft definitely helped him. You know, if it was a better draft, it might be different. I mean, but still, he would have been drafted probably in the top 10. So you got to give him credit for that. But you hit it on the head, Rob. We don't know what LaMelo can do.
We really don't. We really don't. Because if he didn't play anybody, and that's just the facts.
The highlights
like his
look
talent.
Good. And yeah, I saw him at the Drew League last summer. I was up there and he played. And you know, it's hard to get a good read up there, but he played fine. He can ball. I actually think he should be better than Lonzo.
Of course, when I went to see them play, Chris, I went to the game when they were in high school. And they were playing together.
Yep. So he was probably a freshman.
And it was LaMelo and the middle kid, not Lonzo was already. Right.
Okay.
Those two. I saw those two play. And LaMelo was just I couldn't believe just chucking up shots at half court.
Right.
I mean, it was awful.
Was he hitting many of them?
No. He had an off night that day that I
went. He can't shoot that well.
No. I was just like, what is this? Like, what is all the buzz about these guys? And they lost the game, if I remember, and it wasn't pretty.
Well,
neither
that's
one of them played
well. People are talking about is he's played very little serious basketball. You said it. On his high school team, they cherry-picked. He threw up any shot he wanted to. And then in Lithuania, it was an exhibition league, not a real league. And then Spire High School in Ohio was just, you know, it was kind of built around him, too. And then in Australia, the league paid him, not the teams. And the league told the team, he's your starting point guard, period.
Right, right.
And so
because they wanted publicity. You know what I mean? They wanted.
Right. They want to become you know, get all our high school players and then have them for a year and get them ready for the NBA. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when he's got to fight for a position. And that's what a lot of people are wondering. All right, Tyser's Tower of Trivia is next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yes, sir. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you do not have to even like sports to work in the sports media industry. The star of the show, none other than the DJ himself, our man, Alex Tyshirt. Again, guys, you know how this segment works. I got 10 sports topics, all very easy questions, all one-word answers. All you got to do is help Alex climb the tower and get some of these answers right. Again, rules going forward. No foreign languages, Chris Broussard.
Yes, Chris is the and, is the one who's the cheater.
And
but Rob's giving paragraphs.
Yeah, Rob Parker, one word. No, remember what he said and take into this account. None of that. We're going to go quick, okay? We're running kind of late.
We got this, Rob.
I'd flip the coin in the pregame, and Rob Parker gets the first crack at it. Rob Parker, in basketball, one word clue. If an offensive player scores on a layup, he earns how many points for his team?
Oh, wow, basketball player? What?
In basketball, they score a layup. How many points? You get a one-word clue, Rob.
Let's do this, Rob.
Couple.
Let's go with two.
That is correct.
Let's go, Rob! Yeah!
He's on the board.
I'm gonna give you that, Rob. That was a good one.
I think Alex might have known that one. Here we go. Question number two. Chris is up. In baseball, if a pitcher throws four pitches that are called balls by the umpire, he will have issued a blank to the batter.
Oh, CB, what we got?
Stroll.
I'm going to kind of go with the same thing here with Rob. I'm going to go with walk, CB. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go, CB!
I feel like he knew these two. He might be boning up on his sports on the off days.
CB, I'm coming for your job.
Now we're on the second level, a little bit tougher here. Rob, back to you. Because footballs are made of a leather material, the actual balls are sometimes referred to as blank skin.
Ooh.
And it's nothing sexual, so let's keep it clean, okay?
What you got for me, Rob?
Oink.
I feel like you guys know me well now. I'm going to go with pig on this one.
That is correct.
Oh. Let's go, Rob!
That was a good clue.
And an oink, oink here, and an oink, oink there. Here, oink, there, oink, everywhere, oink, oink.
But, Alex, they don't go to college.
And they don't buy a house.
Rob Parker currently up 20-10 over Chris Broussard. Tyshus Tower trivia question number four. In football, sticking with football again, when the offense crosses the opposing 20-yard line heading into the end zone, they are said to have entered the red blank. Chris.
CB, help me out here.
All right. End.
Oh, man.
You got 5 seconds.
End. Oh, man.
Let's go.
Two.
Oh, one. Red?
No.
Alex, go ahead, Rob.
For 9 points, Rob.
Here we go, Alex. Twilight blank.
One word, Rob.
Twilight.
We're taking it. We're going to take a point.
No,
even if
Twilight.
You get it.
A point.
We're taking a point, and Chris is getting the first up next time to double up.
He should be disqualified for that.
But go ahead. Go ahead, Alex.
Rob.
He gave two.
Rob, you know me so well. I'm going to go zone on this
one. That is correct.
I mean, come on.
Let's go.
So that is for 8 points.
I said blank, Rob. I can't say blank.
No.
Okay.
One word.
If he had just said Twilight, that's a whole different.
Well, now
he should not get those points.
Now Chris gets first up these next two. That's a penalty.
I get eight,
you get
though,
eight
right?
on this,
this
one.
This is not enough.
Come on, CB.
28-10.
Come on, CB.
Chris, moving up the tower, getting a little tougher again. Former NBA star Anthony Hardaway had a great nickname. He was known as Blank Hardaway.
Scent?
Oh, gosh. Smelly?
That is incorrect.
Rob, what you got for me here?
All right. Say that again, Rob G, real quick.
Anthony Hardaway was known as Blank Hardaway, his nickname.
Shiny?
Flashy?
That is incorrect.
Here we go. Here we go,
Eight
Alex.
Points.
Nickel.
Oh, money?
That is incorrect.
Rob,
last one, Rob.
All right.
5 seconds.
Copper?
Rob.
Gold?
That is incorrect.
Can I go for 7 points?
That was for 7 points. You went down, you guys went four times already.
Right.
The word is penny.
Penny
Hardaway.
Shiny penny.
No points.
Nickel.
All right, back to Chris. This is the last one. I think Rob's going to win anyways, but it's just for fun.
All right.
In golf, if a player hits his tee shot and lands in the grassy area just off the fairway, he's hit it in the blank.
Oh, CB, what we got?
I'm going to take a page out of Rob Parker's book. blank rider.
He's giving up points there. He's going for 9 now if he gets it.
You ever heard that? Blank rider?
I'm going to go with green on this one.
That is wrong. So he gave up points looking to get it. All right, go ahead, Rob.
Y'all know what I was saying?
Yes.
What was his clue?
Blank rider was his clue. That was a terrible clue.
Since we able to cheat.
One word, Rob. Man. You already got the whale. Just blow it out of the water.
All right.
Come on, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
I need some here.
Bondage.
What?
Oh, gosh. Bondage.
What? This is a family show.
Bondage?
Rob, keep your personal life out of it.
Oh, man. Fair?
Why would it be rough. Fair? For, the word is rough. We did not get through the third.
Rough, blank rider.
I was gonna say smooth, but then I just.
There you go. That would have been better.
Smooth, you wouldn't have got it.
Probably not. Probably
now, this
not.
Is what the third time we played. Alex has still not got past the third level. Not once.
All right, so we played
you
three times, and I've won all three.
Yes.
Right?
No, you won twice. We tied the first
Dang,
time.
No, that's
Rob
right.
Again,
it was a tie.
But I count that
cheats.
As a win. I
didn't Rob cheat.
What?
Blank? Yeah. Twilight blank.
But that's
There's
how
no
they
way
used to
you
play.
Got that if you just said Twilight.
But that's how you they used to play a match game. It would be like so
that's
and so
not
blank.
How it works with triple
Okay,
T.
So I'll never use blank again. But blank. Alex, me and you, we have such a vibe, my
Rob,
man.
Rob, this chemistry is unbearable.
Yes.
I think y'all text.
I feel like I'm the Parmesan to your flats right now.
There you go. Where's my Parmesan garlic and a cigarette?
Enough. Keep it locked. It's the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Nothing but big things. Check the hit list.
I'm a little moist right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme show Thursday. This is the Black Friends. Don't you think that's fair, Rob?
That's what they say, yeah.
This was the Black Friends.
Racist.
Why?
There's
shows that are like that. You know, the Black
It was just like Friends, right? It was just black people. It's pretty much the same exact thing.
The problem with Friends, Chris, was, you know this, Friends was based where? In New York City.
Right.
And for it just to be all white people and no other, like, it's just like a false... Like, there's just no way you can move around in that city, Chris, without there being somebody Asian or Indian or, you know what I mean, Hispanic.
Right.
It's just not. It's just a false portrayal.
Well, Seinfeld was kind of, now they did have a black person here or there.
They had a lot of different. No, but they had like a Babu, the Indian guy on the restaurant. there were people
Racist.
There.
Owned the bodega. They had, Chucky the pimp, you know.
Oh, God, stop.
They had Tyrone the pimp.
Racist.
Chris is all over, but no, I'm just saying.
I remember one black dude, you know who I'm talking. He was like a lawyer or something.
He was Cochran, Johnny Cochran, when Kramer got burnt by the coffee.
Yes,
you remember?
Yes,
right.
Yes. Yeah, but that's the only black person I remember.
Nah, George had a
I remember
couple.
Elaine dated a black or a guy she thought was black.
She was trying to. Exactly.
Right.
Well, you're black, aren't you?
I'm black, but yeah, right. He was, yeah.
And then when she found out he wasn't black, it wasn't as fascinating to her.
Right. Nah, that's a good point about Friends, though. You're right. You're right about that. So, all right. Our last topic, what were we going to get into? Because I've lost, the Knicks. Speaking of lost, that's the perfect word.
Yes.
I lost.
Speaking of New York, right?
What a segue. The Knicks, Rob, have released 6 veterans, freeing up $40 million of cap room. Now, the rumor is that they're going to go ahead and get Gordon Hayward or, you know, they've been tied to him. They might want to get him. Here's the thing. If I'm Gordon Hayward, am I trying to go to the Knicks? He turned down $34 million.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Seriously.
You might as well stay in Boston, be a role player, and have a shot to win something.
Right. You go there. I don't understand that at all.
Because he's not that level of play. He's a good, very good player. Made an all-star game or two. But he ain't carrying the Knicks to nothing. So that
I don't get it. I just don't. And I don't know what the Knicks are doing, Chris. I want to give them a chance and the new brain trust. We know Worldwide West, I know, for many, many years. I'm glad he's a part of it and all that. But I would like to know what the game plan is.
Well, look, I think, and first of all, you got to give some credit. And they got, Steve Mills got removed and Scott Perry is still there for the year. We'll see if he lasts beyond that. But they did put the Knicks in position to be free agent players. They cut a lot of salary and payroll, and they signed guys to 1 and 2 year deals.
But they do have a lot of money, Chris.
Right. But this regime seems to be basically going the same route, right? Clearing cap space to try to be a destination. But does anybody want to go there?
No.
Because like you said, they've had money before.
They had money for LeBron, wouldn't even sniff the Knicks. They had money for Kyrie and for KD.
Grant, yep.
And they went to Brooklyn, okay? Yep. They went to New York, but they went to Brooklyn. So if you're the Knicks or you got to go what do we have to do? Because you remember, Chris, they were on the cusp of maybe getting Zion, right? If they got the first overall pick, and they would have had money for those two guys.
Well, and that's where there is a little bit of luck in that. Think about it. They got the third pick. Had they gotten the second pick, they get Ja Morant, and everything's different now. And if you had this much money on your books or available with Ja Morant, I think people would want to go play with you. But I do think some guys just don't want all the attention and scrutiny that comes from New York, Rob. I think a lot of guys feel that way.
Yep. A lot of guys. It's an acquired taste, my man. You know that. Look, I grew up
Patrick
in that
Ewing
town. I worked in that town.
There.
You've worked in that town. It ain't easy.
No, it's not. It is not easy at all. The last really good free agents, I remember Allen Houston and Larry Johnson and those guys.
Yep, that's it.
So that's been a long time ago. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night. Peace!